Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. It's a fabulous day today, the day after Mother's Day. And that's going to be our topic today on Reality Spirituality, about being a parent, being specifically a mother. I can talk about that. But before I go on, I want to say welcome to all my new listeners. Thank you so much for your emails. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your suggestions. I really, really do take it to heart, and I love that you are so supportive of me. Thank you, audience. Reality Spirituality, for my new listeners, you're probably wondering, what the hell is what does Reality Spirituality mean? Well, Reality Spirituality is a term that I use to describe our everyday life experiences and to break down and to dissect everyday life experiences and the link to spirituality and the link to personal growth, spiritual growth, personal growth, everything that happens to us throughout the day has a link to spirituality, and that's what I want to talk about. That's what this show is about. I had a fabulous Mother's Day yesterday. I had a great show. My son was on the show, my son Nathan. I got a call from my best friend. I've known her since Jesus, junior high, since we were both 12 years old. And she posed a question to me yesterday, an interesting question. And the question was, how does she assist her son with issues? And this particular issue, I won't say exactly what it was, but how do we help our children with whatever challenge, whatever circumstances they're going through, whatever tug of war that they're in, what is the best way? Let me stop saying the best way. What is a way to help our children? How can we coach our children to cope with this life in a spiritual way? My first example of what I was creating in my own household came by way of a report card. My son, my only son, he was in junior high. Maybe he was 11, 12. I think it's more like 12 or 13. And he received a report card that was not that was not very good in his eyes. Because I have to say that I was raised in a family where if I didn't get an A or an A+, I had a problem. And I was determined it just put so much stress on me. It didn't do anything to lift me up. I mean, basically, it put a lot of pressure on me. And I didn't want my son to feel like I felt growing up with regards to grades. So I never said or expected a certain grade, but for whatever reason, my sweetheart, my only son, signed his own report card. And I didn't know anything about it. It must have been a couple of weeks later, where he was, of course, all kids, when they do things, 99.9% of the time, they're going to get caught eventually. And I'll never forget it. I was in the kitchen, and my son and Nathan came to me, and he said, Mom, he told me the story. I don't know if he got a D on a report card. I know it wasn't an F, but it was either. It was a D. That's exactly what it was. It was a D. And a D is one grade above F, above failure. So he received a D, and this was really not like him at all. But he signed his own report card because he didn't want me to see it. And at that moment, I reacted like my parents would have reacted. I reacted the only way I knew how to react. Why did you do this? You're on restriction. I gave him a feeling of I'm ashamed of your behavior. That's the feeling I gave him. And those are the words that I spoke, and that was the energy that I was giving him. And the next day, I had a talk with a dear family friend. And he said, the reason why your son signed your name to his report card, because he didn't feel comfortable, he didn't feel safe, he couldn't tell me the truth. He knew that I would react. Now I wasn't a spanker, thank God. I was spanked, but I also determined not to do that to my son. But believe me, I could put you on restriction. The fallout was damaging. And my friend told me, he said, the reason why he signed the report card is because he can't come to you. He knows how you're going to react. It's automatic. He doesn't do anything that you approve of. You're going to snap. You're going to ridicule. Punish him. It's not going to be favorable. And he says, so it's your fault that you created this environment where your son can't even come to you with the truth of a grade that's a D. And then to top it off, he's got to hide and sign a report card. Now, at first, I have to say that was a bitter, bitter pill to swallow. But after I digested it, he was right. I know that I couldn't go to my parents with some news that I had messed up or that I misbehaved or did something quote unquote wrong. I couldn't go. I had to do the same thing. I had to sneak around and hide stuff, and I was in the same boat. And coincidentally, I created that same environment for my own son. And as soon, I think it took me a couple of days to really digest it and understand where my friend was coming from, that it was really my fault, that he signed a report card, that he couldn't tell me, "Mom, I got a D," and I don't even remember the subject. And when I took on the responsibility of, yes, it was my fault, yes, I did create this, yes, he is afraid of me, he is in fear of what I'm going to do, what I'm going to say, how I'm going to react. I mean, quite frankly, if you knew somebody had a quick temper or a short fuse, you wouldn't want to come, you wouldn't want to bring him any, you wouldn't want to bring him any news, especially bad news. Because a D on a report card is the worst thing that could ever happen to anyone. I had to swallow that pill. And from that day forward, I changed how I parented. Because I had to look at myself, and I had to really be honest. I didn't come to my parents when I got a D. I didn't come to my parents when I got an F. Oh, I snuck around that my own damn self. So why? What do I need to do about this? What's the solution? I don't remember how long it took because I'm still adjusting in my mothering and I'm still growing as a mother. But I made a commitment that day that I would create the kind of environment that my son would not be afraid to come to me and tell me anything if he chose to tell me. I had to change. Forget change. Strike that. I had to update who I was. I had to redefine, I had to refine who I was. Did I lie in the house? I mean, was I someone that didn't tell the truth all the time? Yes. Did I still sneak around I'm trying to think of an example of not telling my parents something, even at that older age. Just, do I still keep secrets because I don't want everybody to find out about it? I mean, this keeping secrets and sneaking around is just it's so heavy. It's a burden. And so I had to bring my game up. I had to rise to the occasion. I had to check myself, which meant honesty. And the first commitment of honesty you make is to yourself. I had to change the way I reacted to any kind of news. I grew up in a house that was, oh my goodness, it was a reactionary environment. People, my mother, my father were reacting all the time. And 99.9% of the time, they were reacting because of bad news or something they didn't approve of or what's on television, what's in the newspapers, each other. It was always critical and it was always a reaction, and the reaction was never light, and I'll get through this. This isn't really that important. Come on, what's the bigger picture? We'll work through it. What's the solution? No, it was always a beat down. It was always I disapprove. I disapprove of you. I disapprove of what you say. I disapprove of how you, your report cards. And the first step that I took was to be conscious of whenever my son talked to me. To be conscious and to be settled and to be at peace and to be calm and to be receptive of whatever my son would bring to me throughout his life. This wasn't just when he was in school. I wanted to develop this skill of whatever you bring, I'm going to be okay with it. Because whatever you bring me, number one, I can handle it. Number two, it's not that serious. Number three, I want you to observe not only your mother, but I'm looking for a word, and the word is what? Soak up. Thank you. Soak up this behavior. This behavior of no reaction. This behavior of calm, assertive, as Cesar Millan would say. Just being calm and keeping your energy at a high level and a high vibration. So that's where I started. I started just being conscious of whatever my son talked to me about or brought to me. There's no reaction. You signed your name on a report card. Why did you do that? No. No questions like that. And I realized very quickly that my son's development means so much to me that I committed and devoted my life to change who I was. I'm talking about who I was that didn't serve me and did not serve my son. Flying off the handle and having a temper and being reactionary to whatever news I heard is not how I wanted my son to live. The kicker is I had to become what I wanted him to what I wanted him to have another option. That's what this show is about. Reality spirituality exposes my audience to options. Now, I could still react and I can still fly off the handle and I can still behave the way I used to, but the funny thing is that doesn't feel good anymore. In fact, it's very uncomfortable. And I know that what I'm teaching my son, I teach him by my behavior. I wasn't teaching him with what I was saying. I wasn't teaching him with my words. But I was teaching him with my behavior. Because guess what? This little boy had a temper on him too. And this little boy got angry at people coming to him with news also. So I'm going around in a circle and I'm coming back to the beginning. My girlfriend that asked me about her son having this attitude in situations where people are talking to him and he becomes bored with them and he doesn't want to listen, he loses patience. All of these issues, and this is my opinion, all of these issues that our children come to us with, and all of the problems, they've learned how to cope with it by watching me, us, mother, father. That's how they learn that's how they get their skills. And I didn't want my son to have the same kind of temperament and attitude and moodiness and bitchiness. I didn't want him to have that. I wanted him to have another option. The same option that the universe demonstrates. I felt like I wasn't giving my son my best. I was giving him the best at the time, but there's something else. There is another way to live. There is another way to be. There is another way to resolve problems. There is another way to tackle problems. And I had to become that. Fast forward to, because he's 26 now, fast forward to 3 years ago. My son was visiting. He lives in New York. And he was visiting me for a couple of weeks. And I had just moved into this brand new home. Small home, but brand new. Never been lived in before. And he was driving out the driveway in his car. And he hit one of the brick structures that divides the garage and the driveway. Hit it full on. I had no clue that it was hit until the next day, or it might have even been 2 days later, because I don't know when it was hit. I saw bricks in the driveway that just came off of this pillar. It's a 2x2x2 square pillar made of bricks. And the bricks were on the ground. And I'm looking down, I'm thinking, what is that? Why? What happened? And of course it's in the same route of him backing up and pulling out. Went inside and I said, Nathan, did you hit this brick pillar? No? He said, no. I said, oh, okay. My temperature didn't rise. My dander didn't go up. I just said, oh, okay. I was done with it. I was over it. I wasn't dwelling that he lied to me. Maybe he did, and I asked him, he said no. And do you know, audience, an hour later, my sweetheart came to me and said, "Yes, Mom, I did hit that." And then what did I say? I said, "Well, okay, Nathan, we're going to need to go to Home Depot and get some cement and put the bricks back on this pillar." I said, "Go to Home Depot, ask whoever's there, give them your circumstances and ask them to help you with it. Ask them to point out what you need to purchase." He purchased cement, put the bricks back on, done deal. Now, I have a lot of examples just like that. In fact, a year later, he was still visiting me, and I wake up to find out the front door's open, wide open, and it's raining. I'm walking down the stairs, and I hear rain in the living room. I'm thinking, wow, that sure is close. It was raining in the living room. He'd left the front door open. But I'm saying that he can do whatever. He's not going to get a reaction, a negative reaction from me. And I'm pretty proud of that. No, I'm very proud of it. There is nothing that's going to give me a rise. There's nothing that's going to take me out of my comfort, my centeredness, my foundation. And that's the story I wanted to share with you after Mother's Day. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Rebecca Lynn Norrington. I'll talk to you again on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
And it's time to get some answers.